As the political and economic crisis in Zimbabwe deepens, a new mediation initiative was launched this week by South African churchmen. Political analysts are hopeful that the South African clergy will succeed in doing what several African political leaders have been unable to do, help end Zimbabwe's political crisis. The head of the Anglican Church in South Africa, Archbishop Njongonkulu Ndungane, began his mediation with a long meeting with Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe on Wednesday. He also met with members of Zimbabwe's opposition party, human rights activists, and political analysts, and returned home on Thursday. Several other members of the Anglican Church in South Africa accompanied the Archbishop. Political analysts say this initiative has the blessing of South African President Thabo Mbeki, whose efforts to quietly resolve Zimbabwe's crisis have failed to produce any results. Archbishop Ndungane has been in consultation with the Anglican Church hierarchy in Britain about the mediation. As part of his effort, he is expected to try to resolve the political standoff between Britain and Zimbabwe, particularly with regard to human rights and the rule of law. These are the two concerns that the British government has raised consistently for 3 years. Diplomatic sources say Archbishop Ndungane is well briefed on the scale of human rights violations in Zimbabwe. Several of his colleagues from the Anglican Church in South Africa attended a memorial service for victims of violence in Zimbabwe's second city, Bulawayo, 2 weeks ago. This is the most important peacemaking effort that Archbishop Ndungane has undertaken since he succeeded South Africa's famous cleric, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, 7 years ago. And people close to him say he intends to do all in his power to help bring peace to Zimbabwe. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.